a la una. Brian, is it at 1 p.m., right? Podemos hacerlo a las 12:30.
Maria Jose Hubbard is a medical interpreter at Johns Hopkins.
12:30. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
She's in the middle of a three-way phone call with a patient and a scheduler, nailing down an appointment time.
¿Tiene alguna otra pregunta? ¿Algo más con que la pueda ayudar?
Do you have another question? Something else I could help you with?
No, everything is okay. Thank you.
As Baltimore's non-English-speaking population has grown, so has the need for medical interpretation. In the Johns Hopkins system, for example, requests for an interpreter increased by more than 23,000 from fiscal years 2009 to 2013. And those numbers exclude Spanish requests at Bayview and Howard County General Hospitals, which have their own Spanish interpreters. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 bans discrimination based on country of origin, which means institutions that receive federal dollars, like hospitals, have to provide interpreters.
Most of us find the whole experience of interacting with health providers and the healthcare system really incomprehensible. And we're all speaking the same language.
George Washington Professor Marcia Regenstein studies disparities in healthcare. She says that even though hospitals have to absorb the cost of interpreters, it's worth it.
So it's quite inefficient and quite costly not to provide the services, just like it would if you had a patient, you, going to your doctor and you just don't say anything. See how well that goes.
But wouldn't it be more efficient to use an available and free family member? No, says Susanna Velarde, who runs the interpretation program at Hopkins' main campus.
Maybe, in your culture, you don't disclose everything that's going on. So you might not want to tell your father, who's been diagnosed with cancer, that that's what he has.
Outside of Bayview and Howard County General, Hopkins has 18 staff interpreters, dozens of freelancers, and contracts with multiple phone interpretation companies. Velarde says that the use of family members or bilingual staff is becoming less common as doctors and patients learn how important trained interpreters are. Pamela Borah-Brown agrees. She's in charge of multicultural programs for Baltimore Medical Systems and notes that there's a national effort to certify healthcare interpreters. But even though national awareness is increasing, it isn't easy to guess which regions are running ahead.
I was actually astounded when I went to Texas and was in San Antonio a few years ago and asking some people in their local health department. And when I asked about interpreters, they said, oh, we just use the bilingual staff. And it seemed to intrigue them that, you know, we were very concerned about having trained interpreters on staff here in Maryland.
As for training, interpreter Maria Jose Hubbard was a physical therapist in her native Chile. Arabic interpreter Amani Rishmawi has a master's in language and communication from Georgetown, but needed the hospital's training on medical terms.
You have to study really hard because you can't be with patients and mess up and not know the actual term because that's the life of the patient that depends on it.
As the proverb says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. For WIPR, I'm Brett Jaspers.